Okay, here we go. Five ideas for Parshas Lech Lecha, Tavshin Pei Aleph. Learn should be in Tzchus Vavur Shlema from Mordechai Yaakov, Yehuda, Ben Rivka, Pesor Shechai Yisrael, Rachel Parabas, Esther, Pesor Shechai Yisrael. Also, Linish was my grandmother's yortzeit, which is next week, Yehudas, Bas of Yosef, Alevi. First idea comes to us from the Alter Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya, and his Sefer on the Parsha called Torah Or. The opening Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem al Avrom, Lechacha mi'atzcha mi'latcha mi'bet avicha al Arza Shareka. Kadosh Baruch Hu commands Avram Avinu to leave his father's home from the birthplace, from your father's home, go to the land Asher Areka. And says the Torah, the Baal Tanya, the Alter Rebbe, beautiful idea. What is this? The Lashon of Asher Areka. The Lashon that I shall show you. The land that I shall show you. Says the Baal Tanya, Eira ev egale oischa atzmecha shetizkala lecha mehusa ata. It says, not that I'm just going to show you, not just on, you just refer back to the land, but let me show you, you who you truly are. Asher Areka. Let me show you your neshama. Let me reveal to you who you are, your inner essence, your pintel yid. And this is exactly what the Rabbeinu Shem was charging Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was looking for the Rabbeinu Shem. He found it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't just charging him to leave his father's home to go to Eretz Yisrael. To look within, to look at his neshama. And this is exactly what the Chiddush Shorim says. Rav Weinberger quotes this all the time. That even when a person sins, no matter what, the Jew has a pintel yid, and that's something called a mugin Avraham. A mugin Avraham means we have a shield of Avraham Avinu inside a Jew. No matter what, if they could do the worst sin in the entire world, that neshama is not touched by any chit in the entire world, because we have something called a pintel yid. And when a Jew has that neshama and he has that soul, we have that part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu within us, like the Baal Tanya says, they have a chelik al kamim al mamish. Then at the end of the day, nothing could touch us. And this is what the Rabbeinu Shem was telling Avraham Avinu. Go away from the artzicha. Go away from the physicality. Let me show you your neshama. Let me show you who truly are. Let me show you what the neshama is. And that's exactly what the Rabbeinu Shem, in a deeper way, was showing Avraham Avinu. That to be megala is neshama. This is what the Ish Kodesh was writing in his entire sefer Chovas Al Tamidim. That a job of a Jew, the job of a student, a Rebbe, of a parent, is try to plant that garden, and to water, and to nurture the garden, the neshama, to reveal the neshama of a Jew. What a beautiful idea from the Alter Rebbe and the Magen and the Chiddush Arim and the Eish Kodesh. Moving on to Adin number two. Adin number two comes to us from the Divrei Yisrael of Mujitz. Just a few psukim later, second week in a row of the Divrei Yisrael. Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Zayin. Vayera Hashem al Avram, Vayomer Lazaracha, and he says to your children, Eten es haaretz hazos, I'm given this land. Vayiven shom esbech la Hashem anira elav. And Avraham Avinu makes a bezbech for Kadosh Baruch Hu for everything that he showed him. Says the Mujitz Rebbe, this lashon of vayiven also comes from the lashon of to be maven, to understand, to know. And says the Mujitz Rebbe, now read the pasuk back again. Vayiven shom esbech. What does it mean? Vayiven. Vayiven is a lashon havana. He understood. Sha'alav la tshuva tshuva. He's got to do tshuva. And a person that, and at the end of the day, when a person does tshuva, that's the greatest thing of the Rabbeinu Shem. Harei ein lecha mizbech godol mizeh v'hu atzmo mizbech la'Hashem. Va'even, when a person wants to do tshuva, shom mizbech la'Hashem anir elav. That is the biggest mizbech, and that's the biggest self-sacrifice to the Rabbeinu Shem. When a Jew has that inner feeling, and he wants to be better, that's the greatest sacrifice for the Rabbeinu Shem. That's the greatest sacrifice for the Rabbeinu Shem. When a Jew understands something inside of him is getting on fire, and now he wants to change. He wants to feel the Rabbeinu Shem in his life. And he does something about it. That is the ultimate thing. And that's what the Ramban says. The Rabbi Simon quotes this all the time. Well, how do we say desire in Hebrew? Chafetz. And an object is chafetz. When you have that desire, when you have that inspiration, says the Ramban, you got to put into chafetz. You got to put into something actual. And that's like maybe we could say over here. La'ishan v'even sham esbeach la'ashem aneri love. Avraham Avinu was just showed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just showed him Eretz Yisrael. At the end of the day, he wasn't just good enough for him to be maven it. He had to put it into action, maybe we could say. He had to put it into Mizbeach. But the Mujitz just says, the ultimate sacrifice to the Rabbeinu Shem is when your Jew is vayiven. If a vayiven doesn't just mean build, it means kamloshem of maven. You understand what this world's all about. That I'm a neshama. I don't have a neshama. I am a neshama. That I have a soul. And I have to feed it with Torah, with mitzvahs, and I have to do tshuva, and whenever, and when a person does that, vayiven, sham mizbech la'Hashem, that is the biggest mizbech to the Baruch Hashem. When we have that inspiration, we have to put into a chafetz, like the Ramban says, chafetz, into a chafetz. A beautiful idea. And the Mujitz Rebbe, and the Ramban, moving on to idea number three. Now jumping ahead a little bit to Shlishi, a beautiful idea from the Imre Emes, the son of the Sfas Emes. So we know the whole story happens with Lot and Avram. their lots chevra is they're taking from different places and they go each they go their own way. It says the pasuk Yud Gimel Ches Vayomer Avram Alot Al Not Hina Meriva Beini Veinecha Bein Roaya Veinuecha Ki Anashim Achim Anachim. Let's not have any fights between our shepherds because we're really all one. Rashi says, what does that mean? Anashim Kerovim, we're relatives. Well, Medrash Agadah, Rashi says, Doimin Beklaster Ponim. At the end of the day, Rashi quotes the Medrash that Lot actually looked like Avram Avinu. Says the Imre Emes, what's the deeper idea over here? That Doimin Beklaster Ponim, that Lot looked like Avram Avinu, what's the deeper idea? Says the Imre Emes, beautiful idea. That we know that Lot was the nephew of Avram Avinu. And Lot learned Hachnosos Orcha from Avram Avinu. And because Lot was Mekayim, the mitzvah of Achnosos Orchim. It could be that his shepherds were stealing and there was wrong. But because he did mitzvah of Achnosos Orchim, Zachel Yos Doimel Avram Avinu Klaster upon him. He was Zochel to have his face look like Avram Avinu. And this is what the Imre Emes writes in Tav Resh Ayin Hey. Shayyah Klaster upon him, Shalot Doimel Avram Avinu, Al Pizor Kosh Besolak Doma, that the mitzvah stock of Yilmas Chasodim, Chel Hatzema Adam. When a person does the mitzvah stock and Yilmas Chasodim, that brings a person, his face changes. And this is exactly what the Imre Emes says. When a person does a mitzvah, you physically change. We become a changed person when we do a mitzvah. And this is exactly what Rashi was saying here. Domin beklaster panim means at the end of the day, Lot looked like Avram Avinu because he took upon the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchim. Because he took upon the mitzvah of caring for other people. So we could say a whole general thing. When we do Torah, we have mitzvahs, we become different people. But I kind of just want to focus on the Hachnasas Orchim, for example. We know that Imre Emes had three sons. I believe his youngest son was the Pnei Menachem. If you haven't had, you don't have the Pnei Menachem on the art school biography, it's unbelievable. The story goes by, it was Rosh Hashanah, 1992, and the story goes like this. And the Rabbi put up a sign right before Yontif, and he said, in the spirit of the commandment of Ahav Zarecha Kamocha, and because it's the right thing to do, we ask those standing in the front rows during davening to please let others also have a chance to stand in these places. In the great place, I guess they didn't have seats. There wasn't seats in the Gerar Beis Midrash. Those in the front Jews should try to suffice to the Yudas lying front rows just once per Shabbos, and especially during Yom Noram, Yom Tovim. And Shabbos is where large crowds arrive from outside Yerushalayim. It is advised to conduct oneself with an Ayin Tova. And he who has an Ayin Tova is blessed. Hu Yivorach. At the end of the day, the Pnei Menachem said, whoever forgives himself and overcomes his midos, Hashem forgives his sins. Gemara Shoshana may always bless with the Chesivich Simon Tova. Pnei Menachem understood the Torah that he got from his father, from the Imre Emes. At the end of the day, you look like Avram Avinu because he acted like Avram Avinu. And when we act like menshes, and when we act with kindness and caring and sensitivity, we become a shtikla Avram Mora, like Avram Avinu. We become changed people, and we start to physically change and to look and to really spiritually become different people. At the end of the day, what a beautiful insight. When the more we do mitzvahs, the more specifically it becomes better on the mechavero, the more we become that type of person. As the Sefer Chinuch says, Acher Pe'ulos Nimshachos Alevavos. The more things you do, then your heart will come after that as well. What a beautiful insight from the Emre Emes, Pnei Menachem, the Sefer Chirich. Moving on to Adi number 4. Still saying in Shlishi, Adi number 4, the Samti, this is a quote from the Or Pnei Moshe. The Samti Zarecha Ka'ofa Haaretz, Asher Im Yuchal, Ish Limnos, Asa'ofa Haaretz, Gam Zarecha Yimane. At the end of the day, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives Avraham Avinu the great bracha that your children should be like dust of the earth. And even if someone's not going to be able to count them, it'll be like counting the dust, which is basically, it's impossible. It says the Or Pnei Moshe, beautiful insight. What does this mean? That there should be the Samti Zarecha of Haaretz. There should be like the dust of the land. Hivtichu shebonav yenemuche ruach v'anovim k'of Haaretz. Kadosh Baruch Hu was not just giving the Avraham Avinu a bracha that his children should be great in number, but they should be great in quality. That they should be k'ofer. What's k'ofer? K'ofer is to be ba'al novo, to be humble. To be people of Avanochi, of Ve'efer, like Avraham Avinu, of Moshe Anov Mikol Adam. To be people with Anivus, to be people with Midos, to be people with sensitivity and care and humility. That's exactly what Kosh Baruch Hu says. Samti Isaracha, Ka'of Haaretz. Like there should be like the dust of the land. This is what Rav Tzadok says. V'nafshi Ka'of HaLakotiyah. He says in Elkanah Torah 3 times a day. V'nafshi Ka'of HaLakotiyah. First and foremost, before we do anything with Torah, you have to have the midah of humility. You have the midah of anava to realize that everything comes to the Bona Shom. Not to feel bad about ourselves, but to know all the kochas we have comes to the Bona Shom. V'nafshi ka'arva l'koltiyah, and then p'sach l'bi b'sar sacha. And know that the Torah can penetrate our heart. But the ultimate starting point is
is the midah of anava, and that's the Rebbeinu Shem's charge and promise to Avraham Avinu. Wasn't just in quantitative numbers, but it was in qualitative numbers. At the end of the day, they're going to be ka'afa aretz, because they're going to be humble. And when we act humble, we're reenacting that promise of the Rebbeinu Shem that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Avraham Avinu to stay humble, to truly who we are, and to realize everything we have is a gift and a matana from the Rebbeinu Shem. What a beautiful insight from the Or Pnei Moshe and Rav Tzadok. Fifth and final idea comes to us from the Chavetz Chaim. The last pasuk in Chamishi, v'hemin ba'Hashem ha'achshevel lo tzedakah, and he trusted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu reckoned him as a tzedakah. And Rashi gives his own pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it for Avram as a credit that he was grounding his trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu trusted in the Rebbeinu Shem, even though he said b'mei edah, how am I going to know? At the end of the day, Avram Avinu had this emuna. But Chavetz Chaim wants to know, why is the emuna called tzedakah? Why is it that Avraham Avinu's emunah is considered tzedakah? Didn't Avraham Avinu observe the entire Torah? What's going on over here? Why is emunah called tzedakah? Says the Chavetz Chaim, we see clearly from here, the emunah is the foundation, it's a foundation of the entire Torah. Listen to the lashon of the Chavetz Chaim. The hemin ba'ashem la'amenu she'ikar ha'ikarim hi emunah. The tzaddik ba'menos yichal, like the Gemara tells us, that tzaddik lives by his emunah. He says a mushel, someone is falling off a mountain, chas v'shalom, and you have one branch there. How hard are you going to hold on to that branch? If you're going to hold on to it so tight, not just to the leaves. At the end of the day, the number one thing that got us through all the generations, the number one thing to have in mind the next 10 days before this election, after this election, is the Amunah. Through the whole this whole coronavirus, the Chavetz Chaim says, you know why Amunah is called the tzedakah? Because it's the foundation of everything. It's the foundation of the entire Torah. Listen to these last five words. Ba nechzik bechol, six words. Ba nechzik bechol kochina velo nirpena. We have to mechazik with all our heart and all our soul. And we can't weaken when it comes to emunah. We cannot weaken. Because at the end of the day, it's like a person who's drowning in the ocean, a person who's he's going down that mountain, and you see that ocean, you're holding out to that tree. That's what emunah is. That's what at the end of the day, our job is to be able to hold on so tight. And that's what the Rebbe of Kamana was telling, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, when he told him to go by Kriyas Yamsuf, when he started davening. And the Kamana Rebbe says, what does that mean, go? When Jews in trouble, we daven. Says the Kamana Rebbe, because sometimes davening only gets to a certain point. But emunah, having faith in the Rebbeinu Shem, having complete trust in bitachon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes is even greater than tefillah. Can bring dividends and bring results even greater than davening. And that's why Rebbeinu Shem told Moshe Binu, get going, stop davening over here. Matatachi, like, go. It's not time to daven, it's time to have emunah, time to put your emunah into fashion. That's the vote of every Jew, but I think tremendously, especially over the next 10 days, when there's so much going on in the world, before the election, after the election, corona, this, that, at the end of the day, to completely trust in the Rebbeinu Shem, completely trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped us in the past, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us now, and Be'ez Hashem, through our koich emunah, we'll hold on tight, and we'll see tremendous, tremendous brachas Be'ez Hashem. What a beautiful insight from the Chavetz Chaim, and from the Rebbe, the Kamarna Rebbe. Let's review these five ideas. We started off saying a beautiful term from the Alter Rebbe, Al-Aretz HaShe'arekah. Al-Aretz HaShe'arekah was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling HaKadosh Avraham Avinu to leave the land, to leave the gashmis of his life, to leave his guf, and I'm going to show your neshama, I'm going to introduce you to your neshama, I'm going to introduce you to who you are, to your panemius is. This is exactly what the Chiddush Rambam says, when every Jewish neshama has something called a Magin of Ram. Doesn't matter what they do, we have a pintaliyah inside us called the Magin of Ram. And it's what the Eish Kodesh wrote in his entire Chavetz HaTamim, saying that we have to nurture and care for our neshama. And so we megal it, the more we megal it, the more we'll feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light. Beautiful insight from the Alter Rebbe, the Chiddush Rambam and the Eish Kodesh. The second insight from Divrei Yisrael. What does it mean by Yiven Shemizbech? Yiven comes from the lashon of Havana. Understand that the ultimate thing for the Rebbeinu Shem is Mizbech LaHashem. When a person understands and he does tshuva and a person wants to be better, that is Mizbech LaHashem. That is, there's no greater Mizbech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Rabban says. When we get inspired, when we have that chafetz, you have to put it into a chafetz. When we have that chafetz, you have to put it into the chafetz. You have that desire, you have that inspiration, you have that beautiful Shabbos. You have to put it into inspiration now. And that's exactly what Avraham Avinu does. He puts it into Mizbech. That's what we have to do when we feel inspired. We have to put it into something practical and something actual. More learning, more davening, more chesed. Beautiful insight from the Majitzer and the Ramban. The third idea from the Imre Emes, the son of the Sazemes, when they're fighting, when the shepherds are fighting, you give them a ches, and they say to each other, at the end of the day, we're one people. Rashi says that means they were one. They were their relatives. Now, Pshat, at the end of the day, the Lot actually looked like Avraham Avinu. What does it mean they look like Avraham Avinu? Emre says from the Zohar, when a person does chesed and you do tzedakah, you start to become a tzelem alkim. You start to become more godly-like. You become a changed person. This is what the Pnei Menachem was screaming at his chassidim in 1992. At the early years, that screaming, but he was begging his chassidim. There's so many Jews who come in from out of town for Shabbos and for Yom Tov, and make sure to make a place for them in the yeshiva. Because at the end of the day, when you do that, you're showing the Rebbe Shem you care about his family. And you become a changed person when you do that. How important is it to care for others? And you understand when we do mitzvahs, especially when it comes to Ben Adam HaChaver mitzvahs, we become better and changed people. The fourth idea comes from the Or Pnei Moshe. What does it mean? Chodesh Baruch Hu says you'll be like the dust of the land, not just in numbers, but in quality, and specifically in the midah of another, ka'afar, like dust. Chodesh Baruch Hu is telling you're going to have children, they're going to be humble. They're going to be humble, they're going to have good midos. This is what Rav Tzadok says, v'nafshi ka'afar l'kol tiyah. Then Pesach be b'sor secha. Once we have the midah of another, nafshi ka'afar, then the Torah could penetrate our hearts. The greatness of the midah of another, the beautiful idea from the Or Pnei Moshe, the Rav Tzadok. Finally, the fifth and final idea, by Chavetz Chaim says, "V'hemin ba'Hashem v'yachshav lo tzedakah." That Avraham Avinu had a munah and a Chodesh Baruch Hu. Chodesh Baruch Hu viewed it as a tzedakah. Why in a Chodesh Baruch Hu's eyes viewed it as a tzedakah? So the Chassid says, "Chavetz Chaim, and munah is the foundation of everything. So that foundation, like you're going down a mountain, and all you have that one tree branch. How strong are you going to hold on to it? That's exactly what." The Torah is telling us. Avei Achshav Tzedakah means Tzedakah is above everything. He viewed it as the ultimate thing, because at the end of the day, Emunah is foundational, and the Chavetz Chaim was begging us. We have to be so strong. V'lonir pena, we can't get weak in our Emunah. We have to be so strong with it. And this is what the Rebbe Kamara said. How about Kriyas Yamsuf? Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, stop davening, matir tzeich le'ed, time to have Emunah. To have the Emunah, especially now during these days, right before the election, and during in the midst of this pandemic, how important it is to be for us to be able to work in Emunah. And talk about Emunah, like the Korban Rebbe says, Hemanti ki adaber, you want to have Emunah. Hemanti ki adaber, you have to talk about Emunah. Shu zoch b'az Hashem, to megalar our soul, to megalar our neshama, to understand at the end of the day when we're inspired, we have to put that inspiration into action. We have to care for others. When we care for others, we become changed and better people. To work on our anava, because we're Baalei anava. Chodesh Baruch Hu promised it to Avraham Avinu. Bez Hashem, to be there, our schuser of Emunah, which is the great, great things. Bez Hashem, lanu l'chol yisrael, bez Hashem, shchoyach.